I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. If you could hop into a time machine and transport yourself forward in time to a 23rd century concert hall, what music would you hear and what would the instruments look like? From a classroom at Yale University, here's one possible future musical timeline. Our journey to the future begins with something rooted very firmly in today, YouTube.
Someone mentioned that it was possible to sing multiple notes, and then I looked it up online and was hooked ever since.
Alexander Dubovoy is a senior at Yale studying history. He's part of a class that's bringing students from STEM and the humanities together. It's called Musical Acoustics and Instrument Design. Dubovoy's YouTube fascination was throat singing, a technique where a performer uses the resonances of the mouth and throat to essentially sing multiple pitches at once. Have a listen. It's hard to do, especially Dubovoy says, without a teacher. So in a lab here at Yale, he's trying to engineer it. Students are learning how instruments create sound and use hand tools and laser cutters to ultimately design and make their own. Dubovoy's instrument does something he calls hand singing. It's essentially an accelerometer, the thing inside your cell phone that senses directional changes, that he's recoded to play and manipulate samples of throat singers on his computer. As he holds it up, he moves his hand and it sings. Dubovoy's music comes through computer speakers, but surrounding him are students working on an orchestra of instruments seemingly pulled from the imaginations of Isaac Asimov and Dr. Seuss. Nearby is a deep drone drum, capped at the top with a banjo. Its neck is blanketed on both sides with strings, which sophomore Jack Lawrence pounds and plucks. Another student, Bobby Berry, fusses over an array of wine glasses he's rigged onto turntables, creating a kind of automated glass harp. And tucked away in a corner is a large array of PVC tubes. Senior Alessandro Rubini says they're designed to control and manipulate a sound often avoided by musicians, feedback. Conrad Kaczmarek, one of the instructors, says from a creative side, the class is very interesting to teach because he says for college-level music classes,
the focus is often on sort of harmony, theory, what are the notes you're playing, whereas this, you get to take a broader step back and say, you know, I don't even care what pitch it's going to generate. I'm just interested in the sound. Is it going to be noisy? Is it a sort of harmonic type of sound?
Senior Dominic Cole says designing his own instrument with that approach in mind is expanding his view of musical composition.
I used to think that what composing was you working in your room with a piano or an instrument with pencil and paper, you know, writing out notes. But I think that, like, building and engineering is actually a form of composing.
For his project, Cole's built a resonating box, but instead of attaching strings to it, he's affixed three motors, running them at different rates to produce different pitches. To his right is freshman Emil Ernstrom, who manipulates a wooden wheel he's covered in rosin against three strings. The pair play a duet. Ernstrom says their piece is less about notes and more about improvised sound. The colors shift from darker, lower notes to higher, brighter ones. Then there's this instrument. Its creator, Junior Eli Brown, says it sounds somewhere between a steel drum and a kora. It also would fit perfectly on the cover of a 1950s pulp science fiction magazine.
Exactly, some bizarre robot.
The gizmo looks a lot like a ray gun. 24 strings run through a stainless steel metal hemisphere and are connected in the middle to a PVC pipe. As Brown bows and plucks it, the sound is otherworldly. Like most students in the class, Brown says getting the instrument up and running was a challenge, but he's having fun messing around with the tunings and improvising on it. He says normally he plays trumpet and jazz, and while this instrument is nothing like that, its twangy vibrations could provide a glimpse into the future of 23rd century, let's call it space jazz. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.